Leaders of the Yakima Nation in central Washington say they see little benefit to sales or farming of legalized marijuana on their traditional lands, and the tribes are making moves to prevent anyone from operating a pot business on an area that adds up to one-fifth of the state's landmass. Correspondent Anna King reports.
The Yakima Nation has a federal treaty from 1855. It says the people have the sole use of their 1.2 million acre reservation and that they can hunt, food gather, and fish on 12 million acres beyond that. It's called ceded land. It would test federal courts to prevent pot farming or marijuana stores on the Yakima ceded ground. George Colby is a treaty attorney for the Yakima Nation.
We understand that we are inviting potential litigation and controversy on the ceded area, and we don't want this. Marijuana has been very destructive to the youth of the Yakima Nation.
The Yakima's ceded ground includes 10 counties and the cities of Yakima, Ellensburg, Wenatchee, Goldendale, and Pasco. The nation is filing hundreds of objections with the state to marijuana business license applications. I'm Anna King in Richland.